Well, when he went out on the pitch today, some supporters were waving hairbrushes at him.
Really?
Yes.
Now, again, give us the significance of that.
Well, because he wanted to do the hair advert.
Yeah, I see. Maybe, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know who he is from what we've got here. I don't think he's alone in that. I bet quite a few brands, people think they know who it is and wave hairbrushes and shampoo bottles. I bet that happens. However, the one particular brand today, yeah, they were absolutely right. Now, did he register them, do you know? Did he see them?
He did see them, yeah. He didn't tell me about it afterwards. He said, did you see that? That was all done to you. And
he loves it. Your big old blabbermouth.
I think he loves it. I think he protests too much.
He is mad for it, that fella.
He seems, Dan was saying after you went this morning, he seems like the one. He seems like he's being okay with you, and he seems like he's very keen.
Well, I'm meeting prospective Beaufort tonight.
Beaufort?
Yeah.
Where did you crack that last time you were only working on Beaufort?
Well, I've had a long chat with him this afternoon.
Oh, did you?
And he said to me, look, am I Beaufort?
Did he? He asked, he had to be identified, and when you said yeah, did he kind of smile coyly?
He did.
Now, what are the chances that Beaufort is going to fill his boots? Will there be boot village?
Well, I'm meeting him at Beaufort's flat.
Oh, no, knowing your track record, it's there'll be plenty for all. I don't want to be, but as you know,
there's 5 years and 5 lean years.
Now, Joe, you're a very good host. Watch out. You know I worry about you, don't you? I genuinely do think these fellas, although I used to worry about it. I don't anymore.
Who's using who? I think the question
I think that's quite true. Now, but you're very excited about Beaufort, aren't you?
Yeah, he's very cute.
If push comes to shove,
there's nothing funny in that phrase. There really isn't. There really isn't.
Very rarely in the entire world of sexual relations has the phrase push comes to shove meant anything at all. It isn't.
No, it isn't.
Push. Anyway, if this all blows over, you think Beaufort could be him with a chance?
Well, Beaufort said he doesn't mind as long as it's a one-off.
He's a very liberal fellow, isn't he?
Yeah.
Wasn't the wrist at the end of that sentence, was there? All right. Joe, I've had to lose you only because,
hang on, wasn't there a dire warning from me?
Yeah. You don't want to know about that.
No, Joe, I'm sorry, Joe. I'll just do it.
Go on, tell him what you wouldn't need to say.
Well, I'm easily shocked, Joe. Now,
two things, Danny. I went up in the bar today. You know that mock-up they've made of my ex-manager?
Yes.
Well, they put your face on his hand.
That's good.
Groin area.
Oh, that's right, area?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can live with that. Worse thing than that happened to me.
This is a rotten phrase they put out the very, very, very famous manager's mouth, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, onto whose groin I'm now attached. Footballers are wags, aren't they?
Very funny.
I've got a warning for you, Danny.
Go on.
From what I've heard this afternoon, there's going to be a lot of footballers trying to ring your show on Wednesday. And
cool.
You know why.
Well, oh, my gosh.
So be careful.
And their wives.
I know, and I know why.
And you know why?
Yeah.
Let me hang around.
Hang on a second, everyone. Dan, just wanting to know that.
Joe, thank you.
Oh, I can't even say
Joe, I need to get you at least some kind of address. We want to send you a big Christmas present from the show. We really do.